septic system.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 320-274-8400. That's 320-274-8400. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 320-274-8400. That's 320-274-8400.
I don't know who wrote it, but I'll say that I did. I'll take credit for this. The truth is mightier than eloquence. The truth is mightier than eloquence. The spirit greater than genius. Faith more than education. Would you like me to say that again? The truth is mightier than eloquence. The spirit of God greater than genius. Yes, it is. Faith more than education. Well, education is the fruit of faith.
That's right.
Here's another one. I'll take credit for this one as well. All laws and philosophy merely tell us what should be done, America, but they don't provide strength to do it, do they? No, the grace in Christ does. All laws and philosophy merely tell us what should be done, but they do not provide strength to do it. So much for philosophers.
Yep.
What did James Madison say, Jake? The other guy?
They used
other guy? The one that stood in the face of a tyrannical abomination care?
Oh, yes.
Oh, it is you. It's you that I'm talking to, brother,
well,
from another mother. I'm not
it,
talking to the guy sitting out there in his car.
That's
you. Oh, no. The guy sitting there playing at the dial right now saying, I got to hang on and listen to these guys because the Sons of Liberty, hey, those guys are the best.
Well, let me clear my throat here. James Madison said that.
I'm honored, dude.
Philosophers.
I am honored. I am.
Common sense with big words.
Jake McMillan. That's what James Madison said.
Well, that's what he said.
But you are the man that stood in the face of a tyrannical government.
Glory!
That wanted to pass an unlawful abomination care.
Mm-hmm. And he
It's you! Oh, no. It's not Gary. And it's not Heather. No, Jake. You know what? It's not me. And I got to tell you something. That really lowers my morale. It hurts, brother. It tears me to pieces.
I am a pretty humble guy, and I really appreciate you saying that.
I'm not saying it because I want you to appreciate my saying of it.
I do.
I am awestruck, sir. I'm absolutely awestruck. I don't know what to say.
Well, sometimes it's good just not to say anything.
Well, I'm on talk radio. What am I supposed to do, sit here and
That's
look
true.
At you?
That's a great point.
Well, what do you think the people are going to think?
I think I don't know what to say. So I don't belong on talk radio right now.
Well, that's probably the reason I'm the main guy here.
That's exactly
why. Because
most
of the time you don't know what to say.
Forget all that abomination stuff.
Okay.
I am worthless in the studio.
The truth is mightier than eloquence. The spirit greater than genius. It is. Faith more than education. Another quote was this: all laws and philosophy merely tell us what should be done. We hear that all day long in America, but they don't provide the strength to do it, do they?
How are we going
to
get it done?
That's right. Well, oh.
Do radio, not talk radio?
Absolutely.
There
over
it is.
Here. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and, well, assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you on this cloudy Saturday, February 19th, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and, well, the guy that I'm awestruck by right now, and his name is Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy.
Hello, America.
And you know that there's people out there that actually talk like that on the radio?
Mm-hmm.
That's where they find
But they're serious.
Oh, they're dead serious. No.
Poor guys.
They are dead serious, dude.
Yes, they are.
And they walk around with that on their shirt.
It reminds me
like
of...
like they got a badge on it or something.
Because they can talk like this?
Like everybody wants to know who they are.
Poor guys.
No. They do. I mean, they really carry that voice. I mean, like, you're really
talking... What do you say?
Jake, it's like
it's
running
like
into
poor
him.
Guys.
No, I mean, can you imagine running to him on the street?
Uh-huh.
Or going to the state fair and running into him, and he's the guy that got his logo on his shirt and his name on there so everybody knows who he is. And he's got a little, like, a siren lamp on top of his head so everybody can look over at him.
Do you see
and
me?
And then all of a sudden you walk over to him, and the first thing you do... is say, hey, Mr. Dean, how you doing today? And all of a sudden, well, I'm doing okay. How you doing, young man?
Great to meet you.
And this is how they talk all day long. It's like they're on some, like, really groovy psychedelic coffee or something like that. Laced with something from the 50s.
I've got to get some of that coffee.
It's really bizarre, isn't it?
I think it keeps you in a make-believe world.
I have met people like this before. You go up to them and they start talking like that. It's like, dude, you got to be kidding me.
Turn the switch off.
It's almost better to just look at them and say, shut your face.
Or walk the other way.
Oh, but again, you have the Sons of Liberty, America, with Bradley Dean and Jake, the guy that we call the other guy.
And we're serious.
And if you're listening for the first time, please don't turn the dial. We're only playing.
It does.
I am, but Jake's not. Folks, if you want to go to, especially for all the new listeners, if I still got you hanging on for a second here, go to Bradley Dean on Facebook. Again, it's Bradley Dean on Facebook. And by the way, I want normal people. What a contradiction. You want normal people on your Facebook, but you sound like an absolute fool on the radio.
Sometimes the normal people
like
the fools.
Who is that impression? Oh, what a fool. Come on, John Adams. Jake, what are we
talking
about?
Like that?
Yeah.
What a fool?
Yeah.
Huh. I don't remember that.
Remember when John Adams looked at his wife Abigail and he says, well, at least I'm not a cripple.
Yeah.
Remember? Because someone said, hermaphroditical.
That's right. They would have never called General Washington hermaphroditical. And they would have said he didn't have any teeth.
And then he starts laughing like... We call him Pig Boy.
Yes, he is. Saving Private Ryan especially.
I gotta give credit where credit is due.
Fantastic job.
There is nobody better than Paul Diamatti. Absolutely. Folks, I love history and I love documentaries. Factual documentaries. That guy is nothing short of outstanding. Mm-hmm. There's nobody better than he is.
Yeah.
He is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
That means to surpass others.
That
He's the best of that. So is Laura Linney, and so is Stephen Dillon.
And I think they need
Thomas
to
Jefferson.
Check for that endorsement. But I completely agree.
I mean, really?
Mm-hmm.
I thought George Washington was okay, but when it came to John Adams and
Mr.
Thomas Jefferson and Abigail Adams, it was, wow.
Even
Benjamin Rush.
Even Mr. Hamilton. I thought he did a good job.
He is a great actor, isn't he?
You question my loyalty, sir?
Well, if men were angels, then we wouldn't have a need for government at all, would we? Now, folks, again, you have the Sons of Liberty live coming back at you normal after the break. We'll do our best. If you'd like to be a part of the Sons of Liberty today, please do call 1-866-233-0747. That, again, is 1-866-233-0747.
And we'll talk to you like this.
Be right back.
Our nation is on a pendulum today. In the balance is good versus evil, right versus wrong, and liberty versus tyranny. It is a war we must all fight in, and a war that the Sons of Liberty are willing to fight, but with your help. When our founding fathers were faced with a tyrannical king and the abuses of a government that violated their God-given rights, what did they do? We are all living in the fruit of their perseverance and sacrifice today. Because they stood. This ministry, along with its national syndication, the Sons of Liberty, is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you.
We rely on the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are asking that you would partner with us financially and become a son or daughter of Liberty. The future of our nation is depending on what we do now. If not us, then who? If not now, then when? Call today and become a son or daughter of Liberty by becoming a financial supporter. And with all gifts over $50, we will send you a Sons of Liberty t-shirt. So please call 320-274-8400 or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Every time I listen to you guys, it stimulates me to get out and do more and tell other people to do more, but that is the key. You can't sit on your laurels.
That's right.
You've got to get out and you got to do it.
Amen.
Please call 320-274-8400 to learn about becoming a financial partner. Or go online to donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. All donations are tax deductible.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all natural antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. This is Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan.
Hi, everybody.
The other guy.
Hi.
Sometimes when I turn on AM radio, I really get obnoxious.
Yeah, sometimes it's like you get out of yourself and stuff.
Well, sometimes when I'm listening to it on the radio, I gotta like turn around and ask my wife for that bag we carry along with us when we go on the airplane.
Uh-huh, just to get rid of it all. I
just
understand.
Isn't that crazy? At least put some music in the background so we sound at least a little bit flavorful to the people that are listening to us, because we don't want to be obnoxious to the people.
Yeah, because people can't smell on talk radio, so they've got to just hear.
That's right. That's my whole point. Thank you for adding flavor to the show, Carrie. We
I
applaud
like the
you.
Flavor. It smells good.
I'm so like over the top excited right now.
I'm so ecstatic. I don't know what to do.
I don't either, except I could get you some mouthwash, though, because I think that might help up the room in here a little bit, because it's kind of insalubrious.
Is it getting stinky?
Well, the atmosphere in here is rather insalubrious, and it's really kind of adding to the, you know, defunct attitude or debunked attitude in here right now. And
are you okay, Mr. Adams?
I'm fine, thanks.
Okay. Yes. I just wanted to check.
You sound like Splinter, Jake.
For 14 years.
That's right, from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles back in the early 90s.
The Turtles.
Remember when, what's his name, dude in the 80s again? We're going back in time, folks. Remember at Karate Kid, in the movie Karate Kid, in that point where looked at Miyagi and he said, "You could have killed him." And all of a sudden Miyagi goes,
Aye. Miyagi-san.
You coward.
You Sato.
All right. We're paying for this.
You know.
Folks. Oh, you know what? This shows a lack of responsibility on our end.
That's true.
All right,
let's get to it.
All right.
Snapping.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You got Bradley and Jake. You like Jake. I was thinking jerk. But I thought that wasn't proper to say jerk.
I knew a girl used to call me Jack.
Jack. Like Dr. Jack Owen Hyde.
Yeah, I'm just not a doctor yet.
Well, drink some coffee.
But I'm trying to get my credentials to become a doctor.
Jake, having a Coca-Cola or a Pepsi is like watching Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
It's a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, because he all of a sudden...
If you ever want to take me out for a Coca-Cola, I'd appreciate it.
And what happens is when he sits down and he drinks the Coke, I'll encourage him to have one. I'm a pusher. I'll push it on him. I'll say,
very good
encouragement. Come on, brother. I'm not going to hang out with you. You're not going to talk to me. So all of a sudden he drinks the Coke and I get up and leave, folks.
Yeah.
It's really so kind of cruel, actually.
And then I call his poor.
And I'm just sitting there.
And then I call his poor wife, and I'll say he'll be up till 3 or 4 in the morning wanting to talk.
Well, she appreciates that. I think.
Sorry about that. She's looking at me with an apprehensive look, like, you're gonna rail on me.
Wait till they see the next YouTube video. You're gonna see this on film today, folks.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I mean, because we got the spy cam.
You got it.
Yeah.
I think it's important. People want to see this.
They do.
I know they do.
People would pay to see that.
That's
Jake.
Right. Darn. As a matter of fact, we can set that up, too.
Yeah, we also wanted to thank our new affiliates. I think there's over 800 of them that
yes.
are available to us.
We appreciate
We're also
them.
On Radio On Demand now across the country.
Yep, HD.
Yeah, HD, cool.
And so you can log in. And, you know, I'm not
we
even
want
fully
to thank
sure on
all those
techniques.
That have been persecuting the ministry, because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here today. So we
Nobody would want to hear us.
No. I mean, they just turn the lights on for everybody. Yeah. We want to tell you thank you very much. I mean, if we liked it, we'd probably take you out for a Coke.
Yeah.
But we don't want to listen to you.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Because they're not really interested in
maybe
the truth.
Maybe we'll just send them a Coke.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's on the Sons of Liberty, guys. Keep writing about us.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, because I heard of a couple of them are like 400 pounds anyway, so it's like it only adds to the detriment in weight, you know.
So they probably don't want to come out to a restaurant. We'll just send it to them.
No, because, well, those people aren't.
The order in.
They're not interested in the truth. They just like to take shots at you.
Yep. Draw pictures of you.
Oh, yeah.
The pictures. I'm just looking at them last night.
Oh, yeah. I mean, thank you for doing that. Isn't that the guy that got fired from the porn magazine? He couldn't even hold a job with the porn magazine?
Poor guy.
Wow. Ground feeders.
Vote Democrat.
Well, I guess they got to do something.
Yeah.
I mean, they got nothing better to do except sit there and try to attack the truth.
But, you know,
bad place to put yourself.
They like to read each other's articles, so.
Well, that's the only people that read them because.
That is true. It is the only people.
It is, because if you do a little homework, you find out because we got trackers on everything we got here.
Yeah.
We're on top of things.
They're lonely people.
They are.
So I guess I kind of feel sorry for them. Actually, I don't. Never mind.
You know, I hear that.
I almost did.
Jake, I hear that violin. It's playing right now. And my two fingers are going back and forth right now. You know what it is, right?
Yep.
My heart bleeds for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. You know, I had to do it. I was a welfare kid. I had a hard upbringing, too. There is absolutely no excuse for people like that.
It makes you twice as good.
They're underachievers rather than overcomers.
Yep.
And
yep.
they are where they want to be. Folks, time and time and time again in ministry, you see people, and they tell you the saddest stories, and they have it so hard, and feel sorry for me. Folks, just give it a little time, because you'll find out that's exactly where most of them want
to
be.
You know, I had the opportunity to go to this
place. We're getting serious here.
Downtown. This kind of exemplifies them, because they don't want a way out. Why are you drinking that coffee kind of loud?
Oh, thanks.
The mic was still on.
Oh,
let me finish my story.
Getting the boxing gloves on now, dog.
It's going up.
All right.
So I'm sitting in this place, and I was 18. You know,
sitting
just
in this place,
just
18.
Just a young, naive, small-town boy. I grew up in a small town, didn't know much of cities.
Eggs.
And,
naive?
There was this man.
Now, a tomato would be naive.
Maybe.
That would be like existential, you know?
I think so.
But,
vulnerable, maybe.
Okay, vulnerable.
Maybe.
A vulnerable.
What could be more vulnerable than a peach?
I don't know. A tomato.
A tomato.
A farmer's
small-town
tomato.
Rural.
Small
town rural.
Dude, no question.
So here I was, a tomato, in this unemployment office, because I had to go there. I was part
of
a program.
I'm so honored. I am sitting in here with Jake that confronted the tyrannical government.
That's right. That wasn't a tomato that day.
It's you, dog. It's you, Jake.
All right. So I'm sitting in this office. It was an unemployment office. I had to be there. I was in a halfway house, and I was sitting there with one of these
adult
men.
You in a halfway house?
That were applying for this thing.
Uh-oh. I could see the next headline from one of the ground feeders.
But this is a great example of how one overcomes in their life.
That's true.
So this man is sitting in there. You
don't
want to
cut down anybody
hair.
That actually overcomes.
That's right.
What about people?
But we're talking about those that don't want to overcome. So this is a prime example of them. And these
Maybe
bottom feeders that like
that's
to
why they love
like this.
Abomination.
Of course they do.
Okay, gotcha.
No, you can stay down. We'll take
You know, I was driving on the way over here today, and I seen a guy with an Obama 08 on there, and I thought, my gosh, dude, I'm surprised your car's still in one piece.
Yeah.
People don't like that, dude.
I saw a guy that had a bumper sticker that said, I will remove all Obama stickers for you for, like, $5 or something like
really?
That.
Really? Where's he getting his check from?
I don't know.
Apparently not Obama.
No, not Obama.
Okay.
People would actually pay him to peel off those stickers off of their cars. That was what he was advertising.
Sure.
Probably made a good living for a while. I haven't seen many lately.
Neither have I. I heard he's in the business of committing insurrection now amongst his own people.
Yeah,
in Wisconsin.
He likes to get involved in states' issues.
Yeah, who's behind that anyway?
Where's the wall of separation there, I wonder?
I don't know. You know, I mean,
you
look at those guys like the Americans Separated for Church and State, and you read their articles, and it's like, am I missing something here, dude?
Yeah.
Congress shall make no law See, the part they miss is the no part.
Mm-hmm.
Respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Yeah.
Stopping.
That's right.
Folks, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
Seems to me the freedom is for religion, not against it.
Oh, so in other words, the government keep it secular so it can stomp on your faith.
That's right.
But don't let your faith keep their lawlessness in check.
Oh, no.
There it is.
No, they
were. There it is.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, they don't give up ground. You do.
Guys,
I mean, come on.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're always requesting. So I'm in this office. This man comes
in
up.
In this office.
He's got, you know, he's kind of a greasy hair and things like that. He's like
greasy hair.
Maybe a street guy. Remember, I grew up in a small town. Never knew those type of people existed
maybe
because everybody worked in our town.
Maybe a welfare kid.
He
didn't have enough money to buy Suave, which is equivalent to rug shampoo.
But he was there going and getting a check, and I said to him, you know, are you looking for a
check.
Job?
All right.
Are you looking for a job? Again, naive tomato boy from a small
tomato
town.
Tomato boy, but I have to add existential. Go ahead. All right, cool.
And I said to him, you know, I know this place that's hiring right now, like $8.50 an hour, and he said,
No.
I need at least 10 or 11.
Yep.
And I thought, what? Wait a minute.
And he's got his...
This is before the days of talk radio. I'm an 18-year-old kid, and I'm just thinking...
And he's got more rolls on his body...
Do you not want a job?
...than a bakery, right?
Yeah.
He's got more rolls on the side of his body than a bakery.
He's feeding himself very well. Yep.
Maybe you should offer him a cup of coffee so he can have some coffee to go with his rolls.
That's true.
I don't know. I mean,
I didn't have any coffee at that time, but
well,
I could have.
Well, just if you can rewind next time you're in a situation like that and the guy's got more rolls than a bakery, just ask him if he wants a cup of coffee to go with his rolls.
So now that I've fast-forwarded 12 years, I'm starting to realize that I don't think that these people want to get out of the mess that they're in.
They don't.
I think they actually maybe enjoy it there.
Well, they do because what happens is they get these handouts from the government. See, they take off the front of their building.
Uh-huh.
Instead of saying, those that don't work, neither shall they eat. That says that in that Holy Bible, you know.
Uh-huh.
They think that they should eat while they don't have to work because their government owes them something.
You know,
they're doing nothing.
And I'm thinking, or maybe just on the government's paycheck, they can go to a protest and leave the poor children that they claim to love so much in school with nobody teaching them?
Isn't that a great point?
Huh.
Isn't that a great
or
point? Now you're talking about in Wisconsin where the teachers, and by the way, the leftist radicals, they left their duty to actually operate within government, to uphold the government because they love their country so much, you know.
Of course they love the country.
And in the meantime, talking about what's going on over in Wisconsin again, they love those kids so much, but they bailed on them over the last couple of days. I thought it was about the kids.
They love poor, innocent minorities so much that they make sure that you can get an abortion on demand.
Sure.
Does that make sense? I'm just trying to understand their philosophy and their rationale.
Well,
can you?
I think so. If Obama said so, and it's got to be a terrible place when your brains are in someone else's head, but I don't even think he's got any in his head, so I don't know how that works. But again, we just know he's a puppet anyways for his puppet master, and we can see who his father is because his father doesn't like to tell the truth.
Maybe he thinks he'll never get
done. You know, it says that in my Bible again, that there is no truth in him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
He's a liar.
He is.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I think you're an overcoming tomato.
That's right.
I mean, if that's...
By God's grace, like you talked about in the beginning.
Okay.
Without that power, I'd still be a tomato, undercoming.
You are a great tomato. You're the best tomato. You're even red, not green.
Oh, I love it.
I'm
in bloom.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back to the Sons of Tomatoes. You got Bradley and Jake. Again, folks, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747. But I suppose up to this point, we haven't given you a reason to call in.
Yeah. Unless you know something maybe about tomatoes, we don't.
That's what I was thinking. And the other thing was, is maybe these people just don't have a sense of humor. Well, maybe they have to have a sense of humor because they're listening to us.
That's true.
Okay, so kudos to them.
You got it, yeah.
All right, just want to make sure I didn't draw a line there.
Maybe they could share some of that with the world right now.
What's that?
Some of that sense of humor. If they called in and shared, you know, it's kind of like the guys that get picked up on, you know, these crazy sports cat or these crazy, who's the guy with a really good radio voice? This could
Bradley
be your
Neen.
Opportunity.
Are you talking about the godfather of radio, Bradley Neen?
That's right.
Yeah.
This could be, I mean, it started somewhere for you, too. You just called in, went out on a whim, stepped out on a line.
I had a break.
Somebody caught you.
I have to break it to him, guys.
Yeah.
I am Bradley Neen.
Yeah.
Remember how, you know, I go to restaurants. And, you know, a lot of times what will happen is people will catch that I'm in the building.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to literally have, like, bodyguards lead me out.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
about that time the building's packed.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have to get, like, a megaphone and say, Bradley Neen has left the building.
Yeah. It does happen.
They used to do that back in the 70s for some guy named Elvis. I don't know. Have you ever heard of that guy?
Well, that was your uncle, wasn't it?
No. No.
It wasn't your father, was it?
No.
Oh. That was you.
Did you know his mother's maiden name is really my last name?
Huh.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Yeah. And folks,
you do kind of look like him.
Folks, here, do this for me. Go to Bradley Neen on Facebook and tell me. I mean, just take a poll. Do you think I look like Elvis? Because I personally think
yeah.
I got an edge over him. And my
yeah.
wife, if she called in right now, she would say the same thing.
Well, the problem is...
And now, that's for all those people out there that have ever heard of that guy named Elvis.
Yeah.
Elvis Presley.
You might
Presley,
see him
right?
once in a while when you walk into a convenience store.
Carrie Presley. Look at her. She's looking around. I mean, if she had a half a sense of humor, she'd have been throwing stuff on us with sound effects all the way through this, but she doesn't. She's boring.
That's why she works that part.
She's a deadbeat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she does a great job when it comes to typing in the computer stuff.
Well, some people might right? be thinking, don't
different
you
giftings?
Don't you have any
dialogue or topic?
We have plenty of it. We're just talking. And
what did somebody say to us?
I don't know. What did somebody say?
It wasn't different giftings. It was different. What did he say?
You're grounded and I'm the charismatic.
No.
Are you trying to be
little
me in front of
millions of
people?
No, the phone conversation we had. Different parts. We have different duties, different. What was the wording you used?
I don't know. If you had the thought, then you're the one
that's
going to have to work that through.
We were on the phone conference together.
Yeah.
I've got a terrible memory, but we were on the phone conference together. We were talking to the guy that's
Jake, right?
From Chicago.
Jake?
Yeah, yeah.
Right,
that's right. That's right.
So, when I say Jake McMillan, the other guy, at least you know now that it's you.
I was starting to get stuck in my head this tomato thing, though, and so like I lost Jake for a second, but I'm glad he brought it up again.
I think what happened here is the tomato got stuck in your head.
It probably did. I liked it so much, it was like, just stay there. Just get in there and stay.
I like tomato sandwiches, though.
Yeah, they taste good.
I mean, let's talk
I like organic
Let's talk
tomatoes.
About this. You know what? Maybe we'll get some, maybe, I don't know, maybe some of the liberals listening to us right now, and they'll find this interesting and they'll write about it. Maybe even start a new religion.
Yeah.
Let's talk about tomatoes.
Talking about tomatoes. And then after that.
Let's talk about relevancy of the tomato. Then let's talk about seed of the tomato. And let's begin to make up names along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's go to Obama and see if we can get some funding for it.
That is a good idea.
The tomato project.
Yeah.
And it's about the people.
That's right.
Just as long as we know it's about
liberating
people
with the tomato project.
Yep. And we'll sit in a council around a big table and we'll create words. We'll like grab different words and we'll put them all together.
Like vines and stems.
And then we'll go to the people and act like they really have a definition.
That's right.
You know, think about that.
I think you're onto something here.
I am onto something.
It's the most ludicrous idea I've thought of, but this will work.
But the thing is before you get on this committee, you have to go to college for like 6 years.
Get some credentials, of course.
If you got your credentials, you're good.
Yep.
Because credentials validate or invalidate who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And you got to make sure he teaches evolution.
Do you think George Soros would be
in
this with
us? He's got to shoot for the floor and not the roof.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know, don't shoot for the stars because you might hit one. We don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Let's just begin to create something out of nothing.
Uh-huh.
Like they did with evolution and that kind of thing.
Yeah. You know,
I mean, we won't really tell the people where, you know, what the facts are, because after all, we don't care about the facts. We just want to create something out of nothing and act like it's really important. I don't know.
And then we can be the inventors of it.
Tomatoonics or something like that. And then we'll add like some more words at the end of that.
They can put us on MSNBC. I can see it now.
Oh, I think they get like a panel. They get paid millions of dollars every year and they create these words.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they do is, well, you know, like you said earlier, they got their credentials.
Yeah.
And it's,
well, of course.
As long as they got those credentials, they can go forward.
That's right.
And then it'll be shoved down our throats and it has to be true. Like, I don't know, global warming.
Yeah. Because, you know, global warming actually helps the tomato. And this is where it gets fascinating.
Obamacare helps.
That's right. So in order for us to prevent global warming, we have to grow more tomatoes.
Yes.
Because this global warming will utilize that. And we have to steal a bunch of money from these conservative business owners.
I don't know, GM.
Yeah.
Maybe we can shut down GM and then we can make electric cars and shut down that because of the exhaust.
And then we can turn
down
the plants.
And if they want to have a normal car, then we're going to have to get, you know, permits for them to actually have the exhaust come out into the air.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it'll be special exhaust that'll help grow our tomatoes.
Sure.
And after we destroy the plants that they used to make their old cars in, we'll turn them into farm fields to grow more tomatoes.
And then on top of that, you know what we'll do?
Uh-huh.
We'll say it's constitutional.
That's right.
Because for the most
part. Of course it is.
America,
credentials.
America doesn't know their constitution for the most part, right?
Yeah.
You know, someone was complaining to me, on a serious note, some people were complaining to me about what was going on in the country. And I said, you know what? You should be thankful for this man in office right now because nobody else could have waken up this giant in America to send them back to school to learn their Constitution and their founding documents. Nobody could have did it except Obama.
God bless the king.
Amen. That's and I'll tell you what, but if you read in Scripture, it's God warning his people to wake up. That's right. So it's a good thing when people go back and find out who they are and they begin to stand for who they are under God. Mm-hmm. And then they begin to possess the land. That means to drive out previous occupants to possess in their place.
And it also puts you in the place where you have to act. If you don't act, you'll just remain in this curse.
Totally. And I mean,
if you do act, you don't have to remain in it.
Well, I mean, if you don't act, then you have something called Obamacare. And if you don't act, then you have something called a constitutional subverter. I mean, scholar in the office.
Maybe the words mean the same now.
Or what we could do is, if you just want to let that go, then you know what we'll end up with is tomatoonics.
That's right.
Tomatoonics.
Tomatoonics and global warming.
Tomatoonics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tomatoonics is the way to go.
That's right.
I don't. How do you feel about
that?
You
get a patent on that, Kerry, while we're talking?
Oh, don't worry. Hey, and if someone tries to come in and steal it from us, we'll just get an attorney. He'll take care of business for us.
Attorneys are
after he rapes us for a couple million dollars.
They're good guys, though.
Sure. Well, they are.
And no, they really are. I think they're really well-meaning people.
Isn't it interesting about attorneys? A lot of them, they're friends with the enemy, and then they get in court and act like they're at war with each other.
That's great. Yesterday.
How does that work?
So what do you think about this? Oh, man, I was working hard for you.
Yeah, let's drag it out a couple more years.
Let's go golfing and talk about my client.
Sure.
Let's talk about it. What do you think?
Well, that happens because you don't enforce the law, and that happens because you don't know the law, and that happens because you don't know your rights, and that happens because you set yourself up for it, because you didn't retaliate when you had the tool in your hand or the weapon in your hand to deal with the issues at hand.
And you know,
look at how far backwards we are now.
I don't want to.
Because of that.
We are taking
the land.
I don't want to offend
anybody's. We are the sons of tomatoes.
Delicate constitutions out there, but it really all starts with you disobeying God. In God's word.
Leviticus.
Sorry, conservatives that, you know, don't like hearing about the Lord, but if you really get back to it, that's where it starts.
Oh, well.
Hope your delicate constitution is okay there.
Then they wonder why nobody gets in their bus because there's no gas.
Yeah.
They got their seats filled, but they don't have anybody to, you know, push that bus along. And the only one that can do that is the fuel of the Holy Spirit.
That's right. And that's the only power that brings about resolve, which is what we're sitting in right now. And if we don't have resolve, then what's the sense?
I don't know. I like turning on the news every day and hearing how bad everything's going. I love that. I mean, I live for that. And the only people in America that can be or that can complain about that are those that tolerate it. Boy, now I'm getting facetious.
Yeah. It's getting to that cliff part where we're going over the cliff.
Should we get back to tomato onyx?
Facetiousism.
Facetiousism.
I like that.
That's good.
You know, another credentialed.
Hey, if it feels good to you, it matters. Wasn't it Hillary that was talking about No Child Left Behind? 2 + 2 = 5.
Why not?
It equals whatever you want it to equal, man.
That's right.
Don't
wound those poor children and tell them they're wrong.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we don't want them to obey, right?
Everybody wins.
Yeah.
There's no losers in this tomato onyx.
Absolutely not. How's your tomatoes?
I think it's a good topic. You know, we really need to discuss the tomatoes.
Okay.
If we don't, what, just imagine what would happen if we didn't discuss the tomatoes.
We wouldn't be talking about tomatoes right now had we not tended the tomato patch.
That's right.
We had to make sure we got rid of all those, you know, weeds that try to come up and choke those tomatoes out. But we're talking about tomatoes.
In reality, yes, we are.
Yes.
And if you don't understand this, you just stick with us long enough. Pretty soon you'll understand. Because we know what we're talking about when it comes to tomatoes.
Oh, facetiousism.
Seriously, that's right.
I mean, you guys want some big words? We got tomato onyx. This is the station to be plugged into, the number one radio show in the land.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Talking about tomato onyx.
That's right.
Next big scam thrown on the American people, tomatoes are the way to go.
That's right. Tomato onyx. Start planting tomatoes now, even in the winter, because global warming is happening pretty soon. And they'll still grow in the winter.
They'll be frozen, but they'll grow.
Yep.
And frozen tomatoes.
You can't stop them. The momentum is going. We're going into a new world of tomatoes.
We are. And you know what I think we should do, though, is you call the state of Minnesota, because we don't want to have packets with too much salt in them.
Mm-hmm.
And we need the nanny state to come in and tell us we can only put so much salt on our frozen tomatoes.
Yeah, that's
that'll great. Help.
We're going to have them help us regulate this.
They're looking out for our interests.
You got that right. Yeah. I think they'll even do it for free if we ask
them. I'm so glad they shut down smoking and all that other. Oh, dude, that's great. Now I can go into a bar and get smashed and, you know, without everybody else smoking, and I don't want to get cancer.
Yeah.
But as long as I can derive a tax off the booze that's sold.
Yeah. Then it's okay. Oh, keep the bars open.
Totally. Yeah. You know, I mean, in the DWIs and all the people that are getting slaughtered in America on the streets because the laws of the land aren't enforced against crimes, but they are against the people's rights.
Yeah, seems to me maybe
people
make money off of more laws and regulation.
I wonder if, like, the libs right now,
like
the leftist radical wacks, are going to begin to report us as the sons of tomatoes.
Ooh. That's another trademark.
And what's not too far out there? Folks, we might be millionaires next week.
That's right.
Someone might call us.
Because it's a genius plan, guys.
From Washington, D.C.
That's right.
And he probably lives in that big White
House.
I want tomatoes.
I'm with the Department of Tomatoes, and you guys are genius.
And if you don't give over the patent, we're going to snuff you out.
That's right. We'll send black helicopters.
Well, welcome back to the Sons of welcome back to the Sons of Tomato right after this break.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
It's like that.
Welcome back to the Sons of Tomato, America. You got Bradley and Jake, the other guy. I was just talking to Jake on the break, and I thought, you know, it's like political debate. Mm-hmm. In all sincerity, folks, we're really talking serious.
Yeah.
Being facetious, but this is how foolish people are. And this is what their meetings sound like behind closed doors, right. And then they begin to promulgate and push and oppress the message on the American people until they accept it.
I need to see them around a table. Not ridiculous enough. Something more ridiculous.
Well, dude, political debate. Mm-hmm. You have one person that understands the Congress, the Constitution, and another person that doesn't. There's no debate. Mm-hmm. The law says what the law says. End of debate.
Yep.
But you have two people that are arguing with one another. Mm-hmm. One calls the other a fool. Well, in fact, they're both fools for arguing in the first place, unless somebody's trying to establish the law.
Yep. It's like Jefferson said when a lot of people that were coming to Congress now were attorneys, and he said they talk and they get nothing done. What more would you expect from a group of people, and he's speaking to attorneys, that are taught to question everything, bring forth no resolve, and talk by the hour?
Well, that's called circular reasoning. It's like the dog chasing its tail. There is no end in sight because they don't want an end in sight, because if there's an end in sight, they probably wouldn't have a job.
That's right. Then their payroll stops. But I did just receive this urgent message here from one of the folks that feed us information. If we don't have tomatoes, 500 million Americans will lose their jobs.
Really?
Seriously.
Okay.
This is somber.
Okay, well, we don't want to do that, so we better hold on to Tomato Onyx.
Yeah. Tomato Onyx. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I just heard somebody today, I think it was
500 million of them, Brad.
Pelosi, you know, that healthy individual out of San Francisco. Healthiest place in America, I heard.
Of course. Yeah. Just take a deep breath.
I heard that if you cut the budget, then you're going to end up in a worse state than not cutting the budget. In other words, keep spending money because that's going to spend us out of a deficit. And she's basically saying if you cut the deficit, That's worse than continuously spending the money. I mean, that's rational.
You know, maybe she's right.
Do you understand?
Sure, of course.
What am I saying, Tomato Onyx?
Well, what I'm thinking is...
existential one.
Nobody's ever done that because it's so retarded. But maybe that's the key. If we do something retarded enough, it'll actually work.
Sure.
Maybe that's what she's getting at. She's got to be beyond all of us. I mean, she's got to be really smart.
Well, I don't think anybody questions that. I mean, she knows best. I mean, she's also the lady that said, you know, let's just sign the bill and then we can see what's in it after we sign it.
Of course,
I mean, don't read it first.
No.
Why in the heck would you do that?
That's so silly.
Folks, this is what it sounds like when people have brains looking from bird's eye view onto these topics. The American people arguing over this stupid trap that's being thrown down on you 24/7. And some of you people out there have the audacity to believe it.
Yeah. And do research on it.
There's the problem right there. Here's the answer. Read it.
Yep.
Yeah. If you don't want answers, then stay away from the law.
Yeah.
But if you like the debate, just stay away from the law.
Yeah. Then you don't need a conclusion.
It says this, and it says this, and it says this. And then the radical says, oh, it doesn't do nothing like that. And there's no rationale. There's no reasoning whatsoever. It doesn't do anything like that. It's always about the people, and it's always about the people. And really, if you look behind the doors, America, it has nothing to do with the people. It has everything to do with their political agendas.
Which people?
There's the lights going on.
Sure. Sure.
Whenever they're talking about how it's always for the people, no, it's not. Like when you listen to the president of these United States, when he says one thing, America, look the other way, because that's what he's doing.
That reminds me of
when he's trying to tell the truth, and if he does tell the truth, it's by accident. Mm-hmm. It's never on purpose.
Yeah. Your president's not a crook.
Your president's not a crook, as he's being impeached behind closed doors. But Gerald Ford will step in and make sure
he's
not held accountable to the consequence of his crimes.
Don't worry, Big
Daddy. No, don't want that. We'll cover each other because, you know, if we go ahead and enforce the laws against him, he might come out and expose us for what we've done illegally to the American people as well.
Well, but that went too far.
No, I know.
Maybe it'll divide the country.
Oh, no, dude. Honestly, now you're getting to be a loose cannon.
There's the loose cannon. I knew it'd come.
You know what's interesting about the loose cannon? At least it's shooting.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
And it might hit something, too.
Yeah, it's like that true story of William Wallace, Braveheart, if you've seen the movie before, and all of a sudden William Wallace rides out behind the nobles, and he looks at the kings, and he basically says to them, these are our terms, and the king's sitting there selling everything off to the nobles to make a false peace. Yep. Isn't that interesting how people do that?
Mm-hmm.
How people do that? How can I be at peace with the world, with politicians who are at war with me and my God? Mm-hmm. But we're supposed to just roll over and play dead, you know. You know, Americans, you know, these colors run, you know.
That's right. It's okay to have your cannons, you know, line them up, polish them, make them really nice.
No, no.
You can't put any gunpowder in them.
Or what we could do is we could just call it prudence and wisdom.
Wisdom.
And really what name of that is, the heart behind those words, wisdom and prudence, on the behalf of the nobles, you know, those that like to negotiate away who you are as America, really behind their words, prudence and wisdom. Prudence is wisdom in the way of caution. It's fear.
Mm-hmm. Cowardice?
That's what it is. And it's also called diplomacy. So we need to make the distinction between a loose cannon and diplomacy. Mm-hmm. At least a loose cannon shooting.
That's right.
And it's trying to do something. I had a guy the other day, folks, sitting there and tell me, well, what are we supposed to do? I got an idea. How about lead the way?
Yeah.
And then what the nobles will do, then when you begin to lead the way, you have the nobles calling you a loose cannon.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Can't have those.
No.
Might mess with our program.
Mess with your program.
We don't really have enemies, and things aren't really as bad as they are.
No. You know, and I got to say some really crude things, and every time I say them, it scares everybody off. Well, you should be offended already because you're born of the Spirit of God at issues at hand. Mm-hmm. I don't have to try to scare people away with gross tactics. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Should I break this open a little bit?
I think we should.
Had a conversation this week, and it was a good conversation. It wasn't a negative conversation. I just was dealing with a noble, and you see them all the time. They're the ones that call you a loose cannon for doing the works because they're not doing the works, and they're hiding behind prudence. And they're called nobles.
And wisdom.
That's called nobility, America, I guess. And he was talking about how, you know, all this was going on and we don't know how to do this. And I said, well, you know, the worst thing you could do is just lead the way. That's how you lead. You just lead the way. Just do it and people will follow the champion. And whoever God creates to be the champion, that's up to him. And so he said it was his job to go back and try to basically rally up the troops. And I said, well, who are those troops? And he said the 1,500 pastors in Minneapolis-St. Paul. And then I had to be honest and ask him the question, so where are those 1,500 pastors in Minneapolis-St. Paul? I'll tell you where they're at. They're running scared because they're in sin.
Yep.
They have no power.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want
and
to ask
because,
that?
And because they have no
great
power.
Great analogy, folks. Just a great analogy.
Well, this really gets down to the fundamental problem of it, is that those that know to do right and don't do it, well, no wonder why our enemies prevail and triumph. And another thing is, too, is you can't eliminate the source here. You can't eliminate the source power, that spirit that drove our founders. I want to read a quote by Samuel Adams. He said, if you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude, then the animating contest of freedom, go from us in peace. We ask not your counsels or your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. Well, that's rather extreme.
Yeah,
it's not very diplomatic.
No.
Go lick their hands.
No, because, Jake, it becomes extreme to nobles when you, ready for this? When you mean what you say.
Yeah. When you're ready to do battle.
Uh-huh.
Because just like
you. And you know who they side with when something goes wrong? The people that are talking negative about your fruit.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like when the Pharisees were offended at Christ because he called them out, and then they said, oh, you can't say that to us. And what does it say in the text in Scripture? They ran to the Herodians to see how they might catch Christ in his words.
That's correct, Amundo.
The Herodians.
And the Herodians were those that were linked up with the political system
Caesar.
Of the day.
That's right.
That's right.
So on one end, you know, the talking out of both sides of their mouth, they're, well, let me finish the quote.
They try to save face while they lost face.
Yeah, their very enemy that they say. May your chains sit lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were our countrymen. And they will.
Yeah.
They will. You'll just fall by the wayside. You'll become irrelevant. People
see
you for what you're doing.
Yeah.
It's not an issue of numbers. It's not an issue of
you reap what you sow. You reap what you sow. You sow to the wind.
Ground.
You reap the whirlwind.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that is a for sure text. So all that's going to be left is you and your friends and your little clubhouses.
So now, for anybody that might be mad at me and the other tomato, 1-866-233-0747.
Let's discourse. Because I know you're out there.
Let's discover one another. I think that's what we should do.
Let's discover the truth in the matter.
I just got an email really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Can I read this to everybody?
I would love the email.
Folks, you were a part of the conversation. This is from a lady named Stephanie, and she said, better than Elvis. Just got the email right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Facebook?
I definitely think you are way better looking than Elvis. It's a smiley face.
Ah.
Should I tell everybody it's my wife?
No.
Okay.
Your mic's on, I think. Oh.
Did they hear that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I did, but I'll keep it between me and you.
Appreciate that, honey.
Yep.
All right. I think she wants steak and lobster tonight.
Steak and lobster? Not tomatoes? What's wrong with her?
Well,
you can't eat steak and lobster. Oh, wait, you tell the people you only eat tomatoes, but then at home you eat steak and lobster.
Yeah, I mean, tell
great!
It's like tell everybody to quit smoking while you have one hanging from your mouth.
Get healthy, America! What's wrong with you?
Hey, isn't that Barry Obama that you're talking about?
I think so. A lot of this stuff seems familiar to me right now.
Folks, we are being facetiousist.
we
are the facetiousist today, anywhere in planet America right now.
Yep.
We're the facetiousist.
Yep.
We'll be right back for hour two.